You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
Employers are complaining they can't fill jobs, but those wages are still pretty stagnant. For Marketplace in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Ehler and for David Brancaccio. We'll get another piece of information regarding if and how the U.S. economy is recovering from the pandemic later this morning when the Labor Department releases the June jobs report. Now, economists expect at least another 500,000 jobs added, with strong growth continuing in leisure and hospitality and those other face-to-face service jobs that are ramping back up. Many employers, though, are complaining quite loudly, we should add, about a labor shortage. They say they're desperate to hire, but can't find people willing to work right now. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
Many employers are having trouble staffing up quickly as consumers emerge from the pandemic ready to shop and eat out and go to ball games. But
there really isn't any evidence of widespread labor shortage.
Valerie Wilson at the Economic Policy Institute says if there were, employers would be jacking up wages across the board to entice unemployed workers. Instead, she says there are some pockets of wage acceleration.
In leisure and hospitality, a big boost in those wages is the fact that they're getting more tips now because more people are coming to those restaurants in person.
A lot of job postings now offer cash hiring bonuses, says Anne Elizabeth Conkle at job site Indeed, which is a marketplace underwriter, in transportation, construction, and personal services, but not so much in food service and tourism.
And maybe some employers just thinking like, hey, if there's an elevated unemployment rate, well, I don't need to offer a cash incentive.
But she says they may have to. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
The Biden administration has been pushing for a global minimum tax for corporations. And the idea now has the backing of 130 countries and is one step closer to reality. Marketplace's Nova Safo has the details.
The countries that have signed on represent more than 90% of the world's economic output. What they've agreed to are the broad outlines of a pact that corporations should pay at least 15% tax on their profits. Details still need to be worked out. The Biden administration wants to raise corporate taxes to pay for trillions of dollars in proposed spending on infrastructure and other improvements, and the U.S. has been pushing a minimum global tax as a way to stop multinational companies such as tech giants from parking their profits in tax havens. Now, one of those tax havens in Europe is the Republic of Ireland, and it's among the few countries that participated in talks but did not sign on to the tax agreement, at least not yet. Ireland is part of the European Union, which needs to pass a new law in order to implement any final tax deal. Should Ireland remain opposed, it could block passage of such a law. I'm Nova Safa for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up a little less than 0.1%. The German DAX is up almost 0.5%. Dow S&P futures are holding steady, and NASDAQ futures up in the 0.15% range.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Now to a political philosophy professor at a prestigious university who wants to change the way we go about accepting people into college. His idea? An admissions lottery system. Michael Sandel teaches at Harvard. He's author of the book The Tyranny of Merit, What's Become of the Common Good. He joins us to discuss the reasons for his admissions proposal. Professor Sandel, welcome.
Good to be with you, Andy.
So you talk about this idea that higher education can help Americans generate upward mobility. And this has been the promise for decades. There's a wonderful quote in your book, "American higher education is like an elevator in a building that most people enter on the top floor." Explain to us what you mean by that.
College is not the engine of upward mobility we assume it to be. Raj Chetty and a team of economists did a study of 1,800 colleges and universities in America. And they asked, how many students at these places arrive poor and rise to affluence as an adult? It's 2%. So it's a mistake for us to think that if we're worried about inequality and if we're worried about mobility, the answer is higher education.
You had talked about sort of rethinking the way that we admit people into college, especially great colleges. The proposition is a lottery system. Explain to folks exactly how a lottery system would work.
These universities, the ones who get far more applicants than they can accept, cull out those who are not well qualified, and among the rest, admit by lottery. As a way of conveying to students and also to their parents, what is true in any case, that luck matters as much as effort in admission. That's my proposal. And, well, I don't expect it to be embraced or accepted anytime soon, but I think it's a way of tamping down or at least questioning the meritocratic hubris and the intense pressure that young people and their parents are under.
This lottery system would, I guess, theoretically, sort of limit folks getting in through nefarious ways. Is that the idea, too?
Well, it very well might, because many of the mechanisms that give an advantage to kids from affluent backgrounds include legacy admissions, donor admissions, and also athletic admissions. So I think that the lottery system would enable us to overcome a lot of that. If the college wanted to ensure diversity, it would still be possible to build that into the lottery. I would add diversity along class lines, because that's where we really have fallen short.
Michael Sandel is a professor at Harvard University and the author of The Tyranny of Merit. I can't thank you enough, Dr. Sandel. This was wonderful. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Andy.
Our executive producer is Nicole Childers, our technical director, Jay Siebold. I'm Andy Euler with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.